It's a beautiful Wednesday. Welcome to the Sunny Side. I am Gabriella, welcoming you to your number one talk news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Trust you have you've had a great morning so far. I've had quite a dramatic morning, I must say, you know. But such is life, wouldn't you say? Such is life. Well, on the start of the show, I would like that we talk about how Nigerians celebrated Halloween this year. It was quite shocking to a lot of people how lots of Nigerians participated in this international holiday, something that is not peculiar to us in Nigeria. In Africa, as a matter of fact, we'll talk about that shortly. At 1 p.m., we'll get to get the news update right after that. I'd like to know, I'd ask a question, you know, I would not really reveal it just yet, but I'd like to know something from you. And right after, we're going to bring you his story. There's a very interesting episode of his story. I will bring that for you today. At 2 p.m., we'll get to talk about the woman who attempted to kidnap her husband. Her reason? Because he is too stingy. So we'll talk about what the best punishment is for a stingy spouse. We'll talk about that at the 2 p.m. hour. So that's the package for you today on the show. Quite interesting conversations lined up for you. But let's talk about how Nigerians celebrated Halloween this year.
Different ideologies,
different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
So, guess what? Google announced that Nigerians have surprisingly shown a growing interest in the holiday of Halloween. Not just Halloween, though, also growing interest in Father Christmas costumes and so many others in its search record. Now, Google released its October report, that's for last month, and said that the search queries in the week leading up to the 31st of October showed that search terms such as when is Halloween, Halloween meaning, history of Halloween, they topped searches by Nigerians. And you'd also agree with me that on social media, you could see quite a lot of Halloween-themed parties and celebrations and hangouts in Nigeria, especially in the last week of October. You know, so if you're on social media, you would see people who had parties, who had events, who had, you know, karaoke, you name it, any kind of event that were Halloween themed, that you had to come in a Halloween outfit, you know. So it's a Western tradition. Yes, we do know that. It's celebrated every year on the 31st of October in the UK. It's also celebrated in Ireland. It's celebrated in Scotland, in, you know, the United States of America and various other European countries. That word Halloween actually comes from All Hallows Eve. That is, it actually means hallowed evening. It's a tradition that has an ancient Celtic origin, especially for people who, you know, mark that, how do I put it? I'm looking for another way to rephrase. Well, let me just put it the way it is. Witches and wizards. Yes, that's what it is. That's what it is. So it actually translates to All Hallows Eve. That is the eve of when they converge, when they gather. You know, and that obviously is how the word Halloween came about. And it dates back to as far back as the 18th century, you know, when, you know, people at that time made it a tradition, had to integrate that day, you know, to be part of the Celtic tradition, to pay homage to the saints that had been before them. And the evening before that day where they, you know, celebrate the saints that have gone before them, people who have died, who lived glorious lives, was called the Eve of All Hallows. That's the eve where they get to celebrate these hallowed beings, so to speak. So Halloween is marked, you know, as a holiday around the world, and it's growing such a popularity right now among very young adults, you know, who are interested in the costume parties and who are also social media enthusiasts. Many of them don't even know, you know, the reason behind the celebration, but because, oh, it's all glitz and glamour, especially especially when, you know, you're wearing something spooky, like a spooky costume. People like intrigue. People like, you know, that fascination, that adrenaline high, you know. And so a lot of people are beginning to buy into the idea of a Halloween holiday. Quite interestingly, in Nigeria, this year specifically, there were lots of Halloween-themed parties. And many people began to ask, since when did Nigeria begin to celebrate Halloween? What's in concern Nigeria and Halloween? You know, people are going to ask questions such as that. And it obviously just shows how much of a reality the idea of a global village we have become, you know. So we're going to a point where we may no longer have the diversification of culture, tradition, beliefs, somewhat, because we would all have one system. You know, we have adopted the Western culture in terms of the way they dress, the way they walk, what they eat, the food that we make, etc., etc. And eventually we begin to share the same kind of holidays. So the big question I want to ask on this hour right now is, should Nigerians celebrate Halloween? What do you think of this? Did you? I'd like to know as well. Did you celebrate a Halloween this year? Did you wear any Halloween costume? Take pictures and post on socials? You know, let's talk about this on this hour. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. We're also streaming live on Facebook, so you can watch us as you drop your comments at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. Mr. Zion is my first caller today. Good afternoon, Mr. Zion. You're welcome.
Gabby, good afternoon to you.
You're welcome.
For only me, such celebration in Nigeria, or even considered by certain group of people in this country, Nigeria, is a sign of hypocrisy. A sign that a lot of us are easily bought or sold away. What are we doing with Halloween? When we celebrated our New Year festival, they target evil. When we celebrate our culture and tradition on festival era, they call it evil. They bind, they cast it. They call it all sorts of names. They now package Halloween, and they are now marketing it as a global commodity, and most of us are buying into it. I want to ask, the costume, they are they not masquerades? On that Halloween Eve or celebration of Halloween, are they not masquerades? Are those masquerades different from the one we wear here during our festival period on April and December? Are they different? Let me be honest to you. Until most of us, we do away with this low self-esteem, pride. Oh, we are just coming from America. I went to America. And if we stop that unnecessary conversation, these people will keep chasing us as slaves all over the world. Look at the days of our fathers. They have to bind us with chain, drag us before they went for slavery. But our today's slavery, ordinary rubber band, they will drag us to America as slaves. Ordinary rubber band as slaves. What are we doing with Halloween? How does it negotiate with our culture? How does it interpret to our children? What will our children learn from this so-called Halloween? It's not even a conversation in my house. Any day any of these kids find out in the house, we will decide and go for DNA test to confirm I'm truly their father.
All right, Mrs. Zion.
Do away with it. What part of us, Mrs. Zion?
All right, Mrs. Zion, thank you for your thoughts. Wow, Mrs. Zion obviously does not subscribe to that. But what is the difference between that and putting on Western, what we call Western clothing? I mean, you put on a three-piece suit, for instance. You put on nice Italian shoes, you know, you you subscribe to their education materials, for instance, you know, you look into school in the UK or in London, you know, that is their academic, you know, what's it called, calendar, for instance. Why is that different from adopting one of their holidays? If we can adopt the kind of food that they eat, the kind of hair that they put on, the kind of clothing that they wear, their fashion style and sense, why then can't we adopt Halloween? Of course, where does Christmas originate from? Not from Nigeria, I'm sure. You know, so if we can adopt Christmas celebrations and Easter celebrations, why is Halloween so much different? All right, so on WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. So back to the phone lines. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Hi, good afternoon, buddy. Can you hear me?
Yes, good afternoon. Go ahead.
Okay, well, thank you for this topic. So, let's start. For me, there is something wrong with Halloween. Of course, this is 2021, and we are in an area where within the second we can transport also using data to any part of the world. You see, it is the country that don't have to share what we have. That's what is called the banking, and they are cutting any artists. I will tell you categorically and other Nigerians that for that Christmas is mastery. If there is one without me, then I would like to know. So we put that Christmas to us as we do. Meanwhile, we have Agbara. We have OCBM that we can start to them using data, just promote it on Facebook. And you see the mastery that's in Agbara, and we buy it, but we choose to buy for that Christmas. That red, whatever, and one bush, and even clowns, and we are using it. Meanwhile, we have our own disease here that we can send to them. Now, we embrace their disease, we embrace Halloween, and all that. what is it called? We have the food that we can send to them, whether that we are embracing pizza and what is it called, burger. No, we have our own abacha that we can sell and promote it. We have our what we call okba and other things that we can sell. You see, I don't know how to say it, but you see, I think Mr. Orato said the world, I think that's like the name of Africa used to be the name that he called meaning the Mother Earth. So that was civilization start from Africa. And yet, other people are coming to sell us what we have, and Africans are embracing it. That does not mean that I will not encourage following, because I'm open-minded to embrace whatever comes. And as well, we should promote our juju. The way they are promoting their own juju, Santa Claus, let's put our own juju out there and all that. Thank you, Gabby.
All right, thank you for sharing your thoughts. Legacy is calling from a chair. Good afternoon, Legacy.
Good afternoon, Gabby. Check the point. I want to look at adoption or adaptation in terms of value and meaning. So whatever it is we want to adopt as a world culture, what meaning does it bear down on people? So I'll ask you, do you want to wear Western shoes because of the fitting? Because of how they make you look, they gratify your personality in some way. You want to wear Western clothing. But then when you want to celebrate Halloween, what do you gain from it? Because the truth is, even without cultural imposition, we speak a language because of the global acceptance, because of the door opening. Okay, everyone else, we speak English in Nigeria. It's not a traditional language. Mm. But you go to Ghana, you speak English. You go to Canada, you speak English. So it has some economic value for communication. All right? Yeah. If you speak your native Ichi, I'm calling from Ichi, you speak your native Ichi, how far do you travel with it? How far does it go? And so it doesn't carry as much value and worth as the English language. But then, you want to travel out of Nigeria and you wear your Ichibo, which is your local attire. you enjoy some recognition, but in terms of market value, in terms of sales, who else wants to wear your ETP on the other side of the global divide? And that's related to acceptance of your culture. How well known is it? It's not because they don't want to do what we do. It's not because they don't want to wear our gaba and celebrate it. But how well are we so tourism as a people? Now we are adopting Western culture, Western tradition, Western tourism. How well have we sold our own cultural values? So whenever we talk about culture in this part, it looks like it's negative. Even in the movies, look out for when we act our epic movies and we put out our epic storylines. It comes with a negative coloration, and so it's rejected even by our people. Halloween, a lot of Halloween movies end up with death, end up with witchcraft, end up with murder and all that. But it's packaged in a way now that comes with a sense of appeal, and so people want to buy it. But then they don't care about, you know, what terms of what it brings to them, what terms of value it brings to them. And so we should accept life in this sense. So, okay, I want to wear my costume. I want to attend a costume party. What value does that add to my life? How does it help me grow as a person? And a lot of us really don't weigh in on some of these issues. We just go on with our copycat lifestyles. And I think that is what is affecting maybe the acceptance or otherwise. I personally, I don't like Halloween because I probably have learned a few deeper things I may not want to share on the radio, but the controversy I want to avoid. But that's my personal belief. I don't like Halloween. I don't like what it represents. I would never celebrate Halloween, but that's me as a person. But primarily, it's for me about value. What value does it bring to my life? What does it add to me? Beyond just celebrating a festival, beyond just adopting a certain holiday, like the other side of the global divide is that accepting it or adopting it. At the end of the day, does it make me happier? Does it make me a better person? Or is just some shouting, some, you know, jumping around and seeing what other people are doing without any sense of meaning? So this is what I think about. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your thoughts. I've got Andy. Andy, you still there?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for staying on the line. Go ahead.
I think the last caller has expressively and openly said everything. But let me just add a little bit. Gabby, in Nigeria here, if you go to southeast and most of the south side, the other side of Port Harcourt, Delta, and the rest of them, you hear of so many of our boys, even in Lagos, indulging into Yahoo. So many boys in the street are doing so many things when it comes to this aspect of Yahoo. Gabby, does it mean that it's a good thing? No, it's not a good thing. How has it been sold to the society? People have sold this Yahoo stuff into the society to the extent that even people have started seeing it as a good thing. So how do I mean by this? Halloween, just like the last caller has said, it is sold. They are marketing it every day, every time. They have publicities. They have so many things that are involved. And somebody came up to talk about them. Masquerade and the rest of them in Port Harcourt, in Nigeria and Africa. How many of us can go and wear something you wear on your body and it's so hot? But under the hot weather, you are dying inside of you. And go and ask some of these masquerades and the rest of them, there are rituals going on before they perform.
But there are some of them that are just for fun.
What did you say?
But there are some of those masquerades that are also just for fun.
No. Any masquerade you see that is just for fun, that means it's being performed outside this Africa. And ask anything that has to do with masquerade. They are doing sacrifices and performing some rituals and the rest of them. So what we're saying is, just like the last class said, what do you do? What does God say about what you're doing? What does right morality say about what you're doing? Are you selling the right aspect to the community or to the society? That is what we're talking about. Halloween, for me, I don't buy it. But don't blame people who are indulging into it. How can you be able to say the right thing to them and they, at the end of the day, they can accept it? Thank you very much.
All right, Andy, thank you so much for your thoughts. Felix is calling from Rumodara. Good afternoon, Felix.
Good afternoon.
Go ahead.
Yes, you know, in Africa, or let's say Nigeria or Africa, we are conquered people. We are so conquered that all things about Africa is evil. And all things about Europe is right.
Really?
We have adopted everything. What is remaining? What is remaining? We have adopted their Jesus. We have adopted their God. We have adopted everything about them. We have adopted their festivals, Christmas and New Year and Easter and all that. We have adopted all. So if we're adopting Halloween, I think it's part of the normal adoption that we are going on. So both of their things, if we say we are religious, if we say our religion is even Jewish, well, is the Jews? I'll go and find that if the Jews believe in the call the name Jesus. Or if the Jews call God or Jehovah. It is not. But it's a European system. That one is Europe. But we have adopted all. So it is a common thing. Our dressing, everything, language. If I can speak to you, my children cannot even speak my dialect. So it's a very funny thing. So if you go and see these people begin to bring all these things coming today, before now, when I was very young, we hardly hear about Father Christmas. But today, almost every church, when Christmas period, you see almost everybody on colors of white and red, which is the symbol of Father Christmas. Now they wear the cap, they wear everything. All Christmas, do it, in fact, it has become a common phenomenon. So we have adopted everything about them. So I don't think Halloween be any extra thing. We should keep adopting.
All right, Felix, thank you very much for your thoughts. Harry is calling from Eagle Island. I wonder where the ladies are. Good afternoon, Harry. Oh, dear. Harry Duel to call back. Hello, good afternoon. Oh, dear. Lost that as well. All right, let's take some comments. And the WhatsApp number, once again, is 0809-030-6416. And we're on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. So on WhatsApp, let's see. All right, so this says, hello, Gabby, good afternoon. For me, it is not a welcome idea. What do we know about Halloween that we're celebrating? Nigerians like to copy everything, copy, copy. All right, thank you very much for that one. On Facebook, Praise God says yes. He just says yes, all right? Godwin Bassi also says yes. So Nigerians should celebrate Halloween, they say. Majik says yes. After all, oh my goodness. All right, so Majik says, after all, we also have witches and wizards, so yes. Oh my goodness, I don't even know what to say to that one. I honestly don't know. All right, back to the phone lines. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, my sister. Susie calling from Rema community.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I actually agree with Mr. Zion when he raised a question about how many people are most conscious about our culture. And then Andy also come and then countered by saying that we needed some part of advertisement to make our culture what we're supposed to be. Those things are very, very important. What I want to say is that celebrating this particular culture that you just mentioned, for me, I think it is related to those that want to play. Now, in our communities here with dance masquerades, I don't think we even need much of the extreme advertisement because it is something that our parents, even though the children are not around, maybe they are in abroad. When I was living in Lagos, my uncle was the chairman of the Again People's Assembly over there. During festival, for those who are not coming home, we usually celebrate the festival over there. And that was the consciousness that we built. Even right now, I stay in Port Harcourt. During the festival, if I cannot go because of my work, I stay in Port Harcourt and I celebrate the culture. Because our people travel from here to the diaspora to celebrate some of these things. So bringing it to the end that people will begin to celebrate other people's culture and they begin to speak evil and speak ill about their own culture. In our own culture, they say it is barbaric. But in the other one, they say it is awesome. Who has even seen Jesus Christ when it is a black man? Jesus is always a white person in the crucifix. So the culture of celebrating other people's culture, like somebody has said, is an aberration that is making these people believe that we do not even have a knowledge that they can embrace. And that is the reason why somebody from Africa can discover a vaccine and they will tell us because it does not go through scientific method, it cannot be taken. Thank you very much. This is from Remind.
All right. Thank you very much for bringing that up. So that obviously, I think that's good argument, you know. I mean, these are other people's cultures. Well, if we can accept that our culture is good, why do we have to paint the other people's culture as bad? That is also their culture. And they might also as well paint ours as bad, you know, since they know theirs is good, you know. So it's two sides of the table. I have my culture. It's something that my fathers and fathers before them have always practiced and upheld. It has been passed down to me. This is what we do here. Every end of year, we have the New Year festival, or we have whatever festival, and we have whatever celebration. And that is what we do. It's a great thing. It's just to celebrate our culture and tradition. So if they also have their own culture and tradition, example, Halloween holiday, why do we have to paint that as bad? That is also their tradition and culture. What do you think to that? This will be our final call. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
And God power, Kinagbara calling.
All right, go ahead.
What I just want to say is that now that we are beginning to realize our culture, let us celebrate our culture. Thank you. God bless Nigeria.
What is our culture in this case?
Whatever place that you are coming.
Are you there? Okay, I think he's gone. I'm not quite sure what he was referring to in this case as our culture. You know, we do have our specific culture and tradition. And as a matter of fact, I think it is even endangered because it's gradually going extinct. I mean, think about the number of young people right now who are familiar with their culture and traditions and who can even speak. One of the callers had mentioned, and I think it's a very valid, you know, point to raise at this time. How many young people these days can even speak their indigenous languages? How many people right now know their history? If the people of today were isolated and were asked to multiply the earth, can they pass down the history of their people to their offspring? You know, it's just quite interesting. I'll just squeeze in one last call and wrap this up. Good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon. All right, can't hear a thing. Sadly, I have to let you go. On WhatsApp, let's see, we've got comments. Oh, yes, we do. We've got comments. So this here says, hello, Gabby, good afternoon. For me, it is not a welcome idea. How many of these people abroad know our culture? How much more celebrate them with us? We like copying, just like one of the callers already said, and it is not a good thing for us here. That's from Enna from Bunny. Thank you very much, Enna, for that. I'll squeeze in this call. Good afternoon. Hello? Are you there? Hello, good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
All right, there you are. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Kod, my children.
Go ahead.
Yes, we are asking if to adopt Oyibo culture, is it a good thing or a bad thing? Just like I explained about this Halloween, you have explained what it means. If I should adopt the way of celebrating Easter, which I know is resurrection or the death of Jesus Christ, that's nothing wrong about it. Maybe I adopt to celebrate Christmas with them, which also know that some people believe in the death of Christ. That's nothing wrong about it. I also adopt Western education, in Western education, go nowhere. Or even you adopt a something that people are celebrating, which is always that. The Bible says we should abstain from all evil. So there's no need to adopt such system or such wonderful celebration to our culture here. Even here in Nigeria, some culture is very, very, very demonic. That's why you see some people say, oh, I don't want to do New Year festival. Before all those New Year festivals, there is something they do secretly which you don't know. Some of them have done openly. When you know that you have accepted your belief, so adopting such Western celebration called Halloween is evil. Every Nigerian should keep up about it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for your thoughts. On that note, we're going to wrap the conversation up at this time. Should we adopt the celebration of Halloween in Nigeria? It's been quite the argument on radio, but I leave that to you to go talk about in your circles. And who knows, just maybe we'll have the answers before this time next year, before October 31 next year. Well, I'm Gabriella. Don't go away.